from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Hi, it's Chloe. July 26th, 10 in health. The one that made me reread the abstract is at the top. Let's get into it. First, from New Atlas. High-value CF Moto Adventure Tourer smooths ride with smart suspension. A new Adventure Tourer just hit the UK market from CF Moto, and it's worth taking a closer look. The 800MTES has a powerful 799cc parallel twin engine, which should provide plenty of punch for long-distance riding. It also comes equipped with a range of riding aids, like traction control and cornering ABS, to help you stay safe on the road. One of the most interesting features of this bike is its smart suspension system, which uses sensors to adjust the damping in real time. This should help smooth out the ride and make it more comfortable for both the rider and passenger. The system can even adjust to different load conditions, like when you've got a heavy load on the bike. The 800MTES is priced very competitively, which is likely to make it a popular choice among adventure seekers. However, it's worth noting that the bike has been tested extensively, and while it's shown promise, it's still a relatively new model. As with any new bike, it's a good idea to do your research and read reviews from other riders before making a decision. The bike's engine is also worth mentioning, as it's a parallel twin design that's known for its smooth power delivery. This should make it well suited for long distance riding, where a smooth power delivery can be a big plus. Overall, the 800MTES looks like a solid choice for anyone in the market for a high-value adventure tourer. Next, second, from Science Alert, scientists create a breathable hydrogel inspired by human lungs. The team reported a single lab study where they engineered a hydrogel that mimics the lung's thin, water-rich lining. Using polymer chemistry and microfabrication, they created a sponge-like matrix that lets oxygen and carbon dioxide pass through while staying fully hydrated, something standard gels can't do. They tested gas permeability in a flow chamber and compared it to conventional hydrogels, finding roughly a two-fold increase in oxygen diffusion without compromising structural stability. Because the work is still at the proof-of-concept stage, the results are promising but limited to controlled lab conditions. If the material can be scaled and kept biocompatible, it could improve cell culture systems or future lung support devices, but more validation will be needed before any clinical use. Up next, third, from Chad's weather blog. July 25th, evening weather forecast update. Hey, just wanted to give you the quick lowdown on tonight's weather. Temperatures have climbed to the low 70s-80s, but a thick smoke layer is hanging over the area, keeping the sun dim and the air humid. Dew points are hanging in the 70s. Because that smoky cap is trapping heat, we're looking at a slight risk of storms early Sunday morning, around midnight to 8 a.m. The cap should break as the sun sets, letting the built-up warmth rise and spark a few brief, possibly windy storms with tiny tornadoes, EF0. A second round could pop up Monday night, roughly 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. Tuesday should be partly cloudy and dry, though the cold front may bring a few scattered storms late in the evening, nudging the risk up to marginal. Stay safe and keep an eye on the air quality alerts. And then, fourth, from Razib Khan's Unsupervised Learning. Maxwell Meyer. Magazines in a Digital Age. Maxwell Meyer's Arena Magazine is a print and digital publication focused on technology, enterprise, culture, and civilizational progress from a pro-American perspective. It's positioned as a tech-right publication, offering a unique voice in an industry often dominated by more left-leaning views. Meyer's team uses AI for administrative tasks, freeing up time for high-quality content creation. They aim to provide a positive, engaging reading experience that appeals to both subscribers who enjoy reading and those who value the aesthetic, even if they don't read the content themselves. The conversation with Razib also touches on the broader implications of AI, including its impact on work and the economy. Maya emphasizes the importance of individual choice and innovation rather than relying solely on community input. Next, fifth, from Everything is Amazing. Hey, where's our next expanse? I'm still buzzing about that photo of a coconut milk can where the shadow just vanishes. It's not a Photoshop trick. It's the sun hitting the subsolar point, the spot where the sun is directly overhead. When that happens, any object standing perfectly upright casts its shadow straight down, hidden from view. In Hawaii, this occurs twice a year at Lahaina Noon, and the world suddenly looks like a game, with shadows turned off. It's a neat reminder of how much we rely on those tiny cues to orient ourselves. Switching gears, the newsletter laments the 4.5-year gap since Babylon's Ashes wrapped up season 6 of The Expanse. The show survived a network shuffle, a revival on Amazon Prime, and a shortened final season. But the creators are still hunting a home for the remaining 3 books. The gap between books 6 and 7 is 28 years, so even a decade-long search could line up the cast's ages and give VFX a chance to catch up for the larger story arcs. Meanwhile, there are a few promising sci-fi adaptations on the horizon. Apple TV Plus delivered a spot-on version of The Murderbot Diaries, and Denis Villeneuve is moving from a Cleopatra film to an adaptation of Clarke's Rendezvous with Rama. Those projects suggest the genre is still getting a fresh push, even if we're all a little impatient for the next big series to land. Up next, sixth, from Inverse Science, Black Panther 3 gets a release date and a new star. So, Black Panther 3 is officially happening, and Ryan Coogler's back to direct. They've cast David Johnson as T'Challa's son, who we saw briefly in Black Panther: Wakanda Forever. Now, this is a bit weird, because the kid in Wakanda Forever was actually living with Nakia in Haiti. But it's possible that T'Challa had another son we didn't know about, or maybe this kid is from a different universe. The movie's set to come out on December 15, 2028. And then, seventh, from Inverse Science, Marvel has just cast Ryan Gosling as its new Ghost Rider. The ghost rides again. At Marvel's San Diego Comic-Con panel in Hall H, Kevin Feige revealed that the MCU's new Ghost Rider is none other than Ryan Gosling. Ryan Gosling arrived at the Hall H stage, preceded by the sound of a motorcycle revving, of course, to reveal that he has been cast as Ghost Rider in a film directed by Shawn Levy. This will reunite him with Levy following their upcoming Star Wars movie, Star Wars Starfighter. Next, eighth, from Inverse Science. 52 years later, an iconic Stephen King villain is getting a radical reimagining. Mike Flanagan's upcoming TV series, Carrie, is a reimagining of Stephen King's 1974 novel. This isn't the first time Carrie White has been portrayed on screen, but Flanagan's version brings the story into the smartphone age, incorporating social media bullying into the narrative. The show stretches the story out over 8 episodes, allowing for a more nuanced exploration of the characters. One of the most significant changes is in the relationship between Carrie and her mom, Margaret. In previous adaptations, Margaret was often portrayed as an evil, abusive figure. However, in Flanagan's version, she's a submissive Christian housewife who's struggling to cope with the world after her husband's sudden death. Margaret's character is complex, believing in conspiracy theories and biblical womanhood, but also being overprotective and fearful of the outside world. Flanagan has said he aimed to understand and sympathize with Margaret, rather than simply hating her. He believes that Margaret's perspective is not entirely wrong, and that her concerns are valid. This nuance is possible due to the long-form format of TV, which allows for a more novelistic approach to storytelling. Up next, Ninth, From Our Public Lands and Waters. Okefenokee becomes first national wildlife refuge to gain UNESCO World Heritage status. The Okefenokee Swamp in southern Georgia has become the first national wildlife refuge in the U.S. to gain UNESCO World Heritage status. This recognition, which was announced in Busan, South Korea, puts the Okefenokee on the same level of global significance as other natural treasures like the Great Barrier Reef and the Serengeti. The swamp is the largest and most ecologically intact precipitation-based freshwater wetland in the U.S., home to American alligators, Florida black bears, and over 200 bird species. About 87% of the 407,000-acre refuge is designated as a national wilderness area, the highest form of land protection in the U.S. World Heritage status is expected to double the number of visitors to the swamp, generating new local jobs and increasing the regional GDP. And then, 10th, from fizz.org. I can't work in the farce of climate change cruise tourism anymore. Why Antarctic guides quit their dream jobs? A recent study published in the journal Tourism Management found that Antarctic tour guides are leaving their jobs due to the emotional toll of witnessing climate change firsthand. The guides reported feeling like they're contributing to the problem by bringing tourists to the continent, which they see as a farce given the devastating impact of climate change on the region. Many guides felt a sense of moral distress, knowing that the tourism industry is contributing to greenhouse gas emissions and exacerbating the very problem they're supposed to be showcasing. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.